Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 485. Not so instant. Top of the week to you, folks. Well, we've had some interesting football games this weekend. One of my favorites went down, another one kept going. Wow. Next weekend. Woo. I can't believe we're already at the end of football season. Sitting here at my desk looking out at really sad green grass and weeds that have not been knocked down because we've got no snow. It's higher above us, but here at 4,000, we've got nothing. It is a little weird. Hope you're having a good winter where you are. Photographing birds in snow might just be a challenge this year. Could be for a lot of us. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded through Adobe Podcast Beta, using AI voice to clean up all my pops and other sounds. Gets rid of the echo and all those little click, 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 clicks. So thank you, Adobe Podcast Beta. It also creates a transcript, and along with the podcast, you can find it with links there at my website, moosepearson.com, where there is a blog post for the podcast. There's also there the archive, which has all 485 of these episodes. You take 485, you multiply it by 15, the average time for a podcast, and there's a few minutes of listening there. And I'm grateful for all of you who do listen in. So thanks a lot. Remember that you can also go to Spotify or iTunes or YouTube, a number of places to find the podcast. You'll also find a Spotify transcript. You also will find the ability to leave comments, same at YouTube. I'm here to help any way I can move your photography forward. That's what this podcast truly is all about. So, hey, let's have a conversation. I'm just back from Zach Zim Bog, my annual trek out to the woods of Minnesota. It was a good week, but I'll be honest. The weather was pretty quiet. In fact, it was 40 to 60 degrees hotter than it should be. Yeah, 40 to 60 degrees hotter for wintertime. It was real quiet people-wise. It was really quiet. Met some new friends. I want to thank David for helping with the snowy owl and Paul for his generosity with his property and Judd for helping with finding what there was. So thank you guys. But it was kind of quiet for the birds too. We only saw half the species of normal. And one of we didn't see was the great gray, which was the target. So it was the whole experience a bit disquieting. I'll be honest. I came home on a plane and I was to say down is an understatement when I see what we've done to some amazing places through global action. It's just a little depressing, but I want to thank those folks and everybody who went with me. It was a greatest week as could be, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. Brings me to my book recommendation, one that I finished. I reread it because of I find it very uplifting. The title of the book is Endurance by Alfred Lansing. Endurance. Now, you might be wondering what it might be about. Well, it's about Sir Ernest Shackleton's incredible voyage back in the teens, 1914, 1917. And if you don't know anything about Sir Shackleton's incredible voyage, well, this is a great place to start. But it's more than just a travelogue. Oh boy, yeah. There is a lot. First, what of course got my attention was the fact that they were out there battling in the cold and going to the at that time, thought of as the bottom of the world, to explore it. And it's, if you can imagine, trying to go through Antarctica, beginning of the 20th century. I mean, what a challenge. He was in his 30s, Shackleton was, when he did this. But he had the foresight to take things like photography with him. Can you imagine doing that back then in those conditions? And then, well, let's just say it was worse than the 3-hour tour, what ended up happening to those folks. And why the book is called Endurance, well, you have to read it to understand, but I think it's really quite poetic justice. It's a great read. It's very, no matter where you are in the world, it definitely helps you meet your challenges when you realize that people under greater challenges with less manage to pull it out. So that's Endurance by Alfred Lansing. It's about Ernest Shackleton's amazing Antarctica voyage. This episode of the Moose Podcast is brought to you by Bedfords. Bedfords are my heroes. You know, they've got PhotoCon coming up in March, March 19 through 21. It's in Kansas City. They've got some really good speakers going to be there. Some old friends like Arthur Morris and some other really excellent people. I guess the keynote speaker, I personally don't know him. I know of his portrait work. Ellie will be a great, great listen. So that's going to be PhotoCon put on by Bedfords in Kansas City, March 19th through 21st. 3 days of just great deals, which, of course, Bedfords is the best at. Killer service, workshops, community, conversation, networking. It's great. It's what Bedford does for us. So head to Bedfords, bedfords.com, go in person, give them a call. These are the folks that can really turn the page in your exploits of photography. Thanks, Bedfords, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Have you ever built a model? Whether it be, I was in HO trains, for example, for a while, and then I did aircraft. Have you ever tied flies? Have you ever been in the woodshop working on a project? And, you know, you get to that point, and it's like, okay, it's kind of going a little slow. Let's see if I can't just take some shortcuts, speed it up, and get to the end. Because, boy, we love the end. You know, we love the end. Then we go out, seeking for the next one. And in that that process of speeding up, being anxious, yeah, things don't turn out as well as they should. And then you say to yourself, yeah, I know I shouldn't have rushed it. I should have taken my time and I would have then been happier with the end results. Good stuff. Success. It's not so instant. When it comes to photography, for better or worse, we live in a world of instant gratification. Not that I'm dying to go back to the old days. That's not my thing. The old days, you look at them with rosy glasses. Yeah, they look okay, but there's a reason why they're called the old days. But we're used to now being able to push a button and seeing instantly on the back of our camera what we just took, where back in the old days, it could take hours or days before we were reminded what we just captured with our camera. And in that process of being able to look instantly on the back of the camera, we've gotten kind of hooked on instant gratification. And then we can amplify that. We can magnify it to unbelievable extent by easily using, for example, Nikon SnapRidge. And you could, within literally less than 60 seconds of making that incredible shot, share it literally to the whole world. I mean, just think about that. You can instantaneously share your image with the whole world. I mean, that's really kind of, when you think about the days like of, Ernest Shackleton and his incredible voyage, people didn't learn about what he did for years until after he did it. I mean, there was no instantaneous about that. And that has created, well, I don't want to say the word impatience, but it really is the one word that kind of everybody can instantly understand with not so instant results that we can instantly be gratified by. And that is really an issue. I see it play out many times. The classic scenario, you are, for example, lying on a beach in Florida. You've got down somehow. You're laying down. You've got your long glass and a panning plate and a Frisbee. And you see the birds, sandlings, chasing the waves back into the ocean and being chased back out by the waves. You got the warm sun on you and just about to have the birds there and boom, something scares them off. And it's like instantly impatient because you didn't get the photograph. And then you'll say to yourself often, well, maybe I should move. Maybe I should go. Maybe I'm done. You could add this to many scenarios. I think of it in Yellowstone where I'll be standing on the side of the road and I know that in the shrubs on that hill is the subject. It will be coming down. People just don't have, for lack of better terms, the patience to wait for it. Or if it comes, not stick with it until the very end to see what comes out and what happens that can be photographed. The action's just not instantaneously fast enough to capture our imagination, to get us to put the time in to make the good stuff happen. And that I think is the issue, is that we're lacking in some ways the imagination to see the potential that's coming, to put the time in, to have the patience, to understand that the success, it's not so instant. It takes time. And that's probably leads to more non-success than anything else, is simply not fast-forwarding the clock to see the possible potential and to put the time in, whatever it happens to be, to make the shot happen. Let's go with a simple example, one you might be able to relate to. I know I can personally. When I get ready to go on a trip, a project, at this point, I've done it so many times that things are kind of semi-automatic. I know to grab this, that, or the other. Sometimes minutes before I actually go out the door. And Sharon will look at me and she's like, she's always amazed how I could do that. But what she and most people don't do is think about, to make that happen, what I've done for the days and weeks prior to that is I have pulled things out. I have made sure that all the pieces are there. Batteries are charged. I've thought about the process when I get out shooting. How am I going to grab the gear quick enough to make things happen if I have to do a Chinese fire drill out of the vehicle real quick? What is actually packed in the camera bag? Is everything accessible, or do I have to dig through stuff? And that stuff that I have to be dug through, why is it there in the first place if it's getting between me and my camera and getting the photograph? I see people, for example, with tons of stuff, backup stuff, in case something happens. But a lot of times they can't get to the thing that happens because they're trying to get through the backup stuff. So the backup stuff is not backup stuff. It's a wall. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we put walls in front of our success? That's because we have a hard time understanding that it's not so instant. Photography, if you think about where you are today, where are you with your photography? Are you real comfortable with whatever aspect you are working on? If the answer is yes, think back 6 months, a year, maybe 2 years. Could you say the same thing 2 years ago about where you are right now? Would you say you're comfortable? I know I can't say that. I know that 2 years ago, there was things that I just couldn't get to fast enough. And now that I'm here and I finally got there and I look back, I go, wow, it wasn't so instant. It took time to get where I'm comfortable. A real good example is editing video. Last November when I started into it, it was not pretty. Now, I am not about to say here in January that I'm comfortable with it, but at least I have a pseudo kind of foundation. So when it screws up, which is a lot, I can go back to and find my notes, which are all organized because it just makes it easier. And I have them on my phone, so they're always with me. And I can figure out what went wrong so I can then correct it and then move forward. And that's because as you get older, the little bit of the wisdom that comes, you realize success is not so instant. You've got to put your time in to make it all happen, and then give yourself the time and not beat yourself up because you're not making it happen right then and there. If you're standing at your tripod and you've got those birds in front of you, but they're not right in front of you. They're not right where you want them. They're not where you imagine to be the great shot. Don't just pick up and walk off to find someone who play with you. Put in the time. Give them the opportunity. Give your imagination the flex to go and think about that shot. Take that deep breath. I think you'll find that more times than not when you do that, you will find that photographic success that you want, that you might need for instant gratification to share with the world. And you might realize that that success, it's not so instant. You folks have an absolutely marvelous week. Appreciate you sharing your time with me. Remember to make every click your story.